The Queen's Gambit seems designed as a critique of and an upgrade to this entire genre. Instead of being put through the familiar degrading gauntlet as we watch as Beth encounters only the mildest resistance to her participation in competitive chess, she's never asked to bend to the world bends around her. Her eccentricities and shortcomings are not only given a pass, but a sort of primacy. She's a rock star, in other words, the rules are different for her. Alma recognizes this early on, as do her competitors turned lovers and friends. One woman on Twitter wrote, "Just finished the Queen's Gambit, and I'm very taken with the idea of all my exes in a room somewhere cheering me on." Another replied, "This is what I fantasy about when I masturbate." Seriously? Beth buys a killer wardrobe, she buys a house, she becomes an independent woman at a time when there were so few of them, simply by being good at what she does and being recognized for it. At first I assumed that the character of Beth was based on an actual person, but it soon became obvious that this wasn't the case. The fluidity of her eyes and the lack of resistance she encounters on her way to the top gave it away. At this moment, both in politics and the pandemic, in which women have been disproportionately sidelined and burdened, this kind of meritocratic, gender-agnostic fiction is desperately needed. It cheers us up. It reminds us of who we're supposed to be. It reassures us in the same way that the chessboard, predictable, rule-bound, world-delimited, makes Beth feel secure and in control. The Queen's Gambit provides the perfect escape from this strange reality we're living in, this uncanny upside down, by imagining in which a world of talent, hard work and fair play alone are rewarded, in which everyone is equal and everyone has a shot, where power isn't corrupt, the game isn't rigged, and the winner can expect the enthusiastic, uncontested acknowledgement of her victories. Nothing could be further from our current reality, but who needs our current reality? What we need now is something else.